Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 ESPN. Now, 92.9 FM ESPN presents Memphis's biggest columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing. No, I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interviews.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I'm good.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bubbles popping up before you know it. There's rubble in the dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you
morning, buddy, and a happy Friday. Although, the news is just devastating, given the loss of another Memphis police officer, Joseph McKinney. I can't fathom it. Police officers are called out on a suspicious vehicle call, and they approach the vehicle and they just freaking open fire on them. Joseph McKinney was killed. Another police officer was shot and is in stable condition, I gather. And then another officer was grazed. They returned fire, at least according to reports. One of the suspects was killed, 18-year-old. And another suspect who was apprehended, 17 years old. I just don't know what you do with that. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. And again, my obviously heart goes out to Joseph McKinney's family, to his friends, and to everybody on the police force who serve alongside him and who have the courage to respond to suspicious vehicle calls, not knowing what will happen next. Just devastating. Just devastating. I'm sure we'll learn more about the suspects. I'm sure we'll learn more about Joseph McKinney. But that's a sad day in the city of Memphis. So we had to begin that way. Jason Smith's going to join us in the next segment. Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. We do have. Oh, is Dan Devine joining us today?
Indeed.
That's a special bonus. Dan after Chris.
Correct.
Well, that's a perfect time to have Dan Devine on. Dan couldn't be with us Monday.
Right.
And so he's going to
get a join conflict,
us.
And he said he'd like to reschedule.
That's very nice. And so Dan Devine will join us as well. Let's see the sports stuff in order.
Mm-hmm.
Masters first round is finishing up.
I think everyone is finished at this point.
Everyone is finished.
I think they just wrapped up.
And Jordan Spieth is really finished.
Correct.
At this point.
I was going to pull it up. He finished at 7 over, but he closed quite strong to his day. Let's see. Round one. All right, Jeff, we closed with, on the 15th hole, we tossed a little 9 at them. That's a quad.
Yeah.
Then we backed it up with a triple. No, I beg your pardon. So we went quad, and then we bogeyed 17 and whatnot. So we finished at 7 over. At one point, we had gotten it back to 1 under, but then we closed with a 6 over through the next 5 holes.
Tiger?
So Tiger had it going yesterday. I felt like he was playing really solid yesterday. Comes back today. The wind has flipped. He finishes at 1 over, so he was at 1 under when he started this morning, 1 over. But I think he actually has looked pretty solid.
And obviously, Bryson DeChambeau had the low round.
We've
yesterday.
Been here before, Jeff. We're not worried.
he's a new man.
Yeah,
he's
totally.
Not the cocky Bryson DeChambeau
right.
who once said.
He's just thanking everyone.
Once said
he's
that for
thanking
him,
everyone for thanking him for his online content
as a par 67. This is a new humbler Bryson DeChambeau, and but Jeffrey is not worried. Okay, so there's the Masters. And it should be gorgeous weather throughout the rest of the weekend. Right?
The fort, other
it's
than wind.
Be other than wind. Yeah, other than wind.
But in terms of what you'll see on television,
yeah,
it'll look
right.
spectacular.
So it'll look absolutely spectacular. So there you go. Second bit of news. Kentucky apparently has their coach. I was listening to some out there, Jeffrey. And you know me, it's the last thing I would ever do.
Is revel in someone else's pain.
Well, that's true, but also pat myself on the back.
Okay.
I mean, you know me.
No, Mr. Humble.
You've never known me to do that.
No.
I believe that when we are running through the candidates Monday, some of you may not have been thinking about Mark Pope, but you can go back and check the tape. And I believe I mentioned Mark Pope.
Yes.
Did I not?
You did.
I
most
did.
Certainly did.
I did mention Mark Pope. It wasn't high on the list. But I did mention...
Usually Mark Pope isn't.
I did mention Mark Pope. And Jeffrey, it's you, in fact, who particularly enjoy fan bases getting their comeuppance.
Yes, yes, it's one of my true life
pleasures. And here we have had, here we see a fan base that ran off John Calipari.
Did you happen to scroll, Gary, throughout Kentucky fans, how are we feeling? Did you happen to scroll through the replies?
I didn't.
I spent a good solid 30 minutes last night. It's just hitting refresh, please, more, more, more.
I find myself, I'm just going to put it out on the table. Now I'm going to find myself rooting for Mark Pope. I'm going to find myself, first of all, he seems like, the guy is, I'm not saying this, we'll get back to reveling in their misery in a moment. But he seems like a fascinating guy. So he started at the University of Washington.
Right.
Then he was transferred before it was cool.
Right.
Then he
invented this.
He transferred into Kentucky, won a national championship at Kentucky. Then he played 6 years in the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't particularly remember the Mark Pope era, but I think it was 6 years in the NBA. Then he goes to medical school at Columbia.
Of course, didn't we all?
He freaking goes to medical school at Columbia, which is not,
barely an Ivy.
It's damn impressive. Mm-hmm. After 2 years, he decides, you know what, this isn't for me. And he goes into coaching. And actually, I think at that point he went to Georgia, was his first sort of.
Yeah, he was under Mark Fox.
Right, Mark Fox at Georgia. And and then makes his way up. So he's not actually young. I mean, he's young compared to me. He's 51, but
right.
he's not.
But this isn't like going to get the young hot.
He's not the young hot hire. But it is interesting. And then he raps Hamilton lyrics.
Who doesn't?
I mean, he can literally.
Who among us?
He can rap Hamilton lyrics. So that's impressive, too. So I am going to find myself, seems like a smart guy. Seems like a self-effacing guy. Honestly, if you wanted the anti-Calipari,
you
kind of seems like the anti-Calipari, right?
I would also argue, if you want the anti-Calipari, where should we go? The Mormon Church.
Well, that true, too. Yeah.
He's probably a member of the Church of Latter-day yes. Saints. And so he is not a high. Having said all of that, and having said that these things can work out, who was Danny Hurley before Danny Hurley was hired at UConn?
Bobby Hurley's brother?
Right. Nobody. Who was, you look, who was Hubert Davis? Like, what was he? Like, he's a former player who coached, you know, whatever.
He's on
else.
TV.
Yeah. So it doesn't mean that this will not work. As you have pointed out, everyone but Gillespie at Kentucky basically has worked.
Yes.
So to some, in one way, shape, or form, that will probably work. But it is absolutely not what anyone had in mind.
This is
in
not
Lexington.
A win the press conference hire.
This is not a win the press conference. This is get through the press conference hire. And this is a now convince yourself to rally around him hire. What was it like?
He runs good offense.
What was it like reading the Kentucky?
Delicious.
And I think they're most angry. What they're angriest about, let's be honest. Like, in the end, if Nate Oates has turned you down, Nate Oates has turned you down. In the end, if Danny Hurley is turning you down, Danny Hurley is turning you down. In the end, if Scott Drew's family doesn't want to uproot and leave Waco where they've been for more than two decades, what can you do? I think what really outrages the Kentucky faithful is they apparently did not call Billy Donovan. They didn't pursue Billy Donovan.
And it's like one of those ones where it's like, okay, maybe they didn't fly to Chicago. I find it virtually impossible they did not contact his representation.
I don't know. Like, Gary's out there saying they didn't.
Not even their representation?
I don't know. He's saying they didn't. I don't know why you wouldn't put in a... Basically, that's what he's... on one of his many outlets, I think it was on a CBS outlet, he was saying, I don't understand why you wouldn't, you know... Basically, he was not turned... He did not have the opportunity to turn down the job, is what Gary was saying.
Okay, I can buy that, but I also... I find it almost impossible that they didn't at least put out a feeler or that they didn't conduct.
Well, that's very different. Those are two wildly different things. If you picked Mark Pope over Billy Donovan without knowing that Billy Donovan wouldn't take the job, which is what Gary was implying, that was one thing. If you picked Pope after hearing back from Billy Donovan that he didn't want the job, that's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that would outrage you if you were a Kentucky fan. And there is at least this impression that they did not reach out.
I mean, we're getting into groomer territory.
To Billy Donovan. Honestly, Mark Pope is a Mitch Barnhart kind of guy.
Maybe, but to me, what it reeks of is that is what happens when your AD gets a bunch of no's, the boosters say, we're bringing in a Kentucky.
We're bringing in, yeah, exactly right. You're bringing in and he's someone who will not clash with you. If you've been dealing with John for the past 15 years.
No, there are whiffs of Pastner.
Strong whiffs of Pastner. Yes. Now, Josh didn't play here.
Right, and he's much younger.
And Josh had never been a head coach.
Absolutely.
And Josh was younger, and Josh hadn't done it.
Personality-wise, though, there's some whiffs of that.
Yes. Nice, clean cut. I mean, let's be honest. Josh isn't a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, but he might as well be.
Correct.
right?
Yes.
He might as well be. He's more Mormon than most Mormons, as far as I can tell. Never sipped coffee, never said alcohol, you know, gee whiz, you know.
Yeah. Shucks.
All that stuff. Now, on the downside, he's never won an NCAA victory.
They did find the one person that has fewer NCAA tournament wins this decade than Cal.
Than John Calipari, and someone who can say that he, too, has recently lost to a double-digit seed.
Correct.
In Duquesne, right?
Yes.
So if you enjoy the misery of another fan base, you all can revel in Kentucky's misery today. Although this is what happens, that you rally around, much like people did. You know, I mean, you remember after John left, I don't think there was ever, at least up to that point, there was not ever a bigger Memphis Madness than
the one right after. Yeah.
Than Josh's. I remember because people were like, we are going to show up to show that the program is bigger than John.
Uh-huh.
And so I went and I remember
you know, interviewing folks lined up to get into Memphis Madness that day because it was going to be packed, and they were going to, everyone was going to prove that the program was bigger than John.
And how'd that work out for us?
Okay, the program isn't bigger than John.
just wanted to take notes real quick.
But my point is that they may have been miserable on social media last night.
Mm-hmm.
They will talk themselves into this.
Absolutely. That's what we did.
That's what we do. If you're any fan worth anything, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to talk myself into whoever the Bills draft in less than 2 weeks from today. If they trade up, which I don't want them to do, to get one of the elite receivers and give up next year's first in the process, I'll talk myself into it. Won't like it.
We got a true number one.
We got a true number one.
If they trade, control. We got 5 years of him.
If they trade out of the first round to get extra seconds and thirds, I'll talk myself into it. If you can't, as a sports fan, talk yourself into whatever's happening,
just got to know where to turn.
Get out of the business of being a sports fan. So Kentucky fans will talk themselves into it. I think I'll say two things about it. One is it really does not have to be a disaster. Again, who was Danny Hurley before Danny Hurley was hired?
Bobby Hurley's
the best coach in America.
What's their dad's name? Bob.
And was that a I don't know. Is it
I think
Bob?
It's because I think Bobby Hurley is a junior. So their son of Bob Hurley. Yeah.
But it's really to the point that you have made repeatedly throughout this. The world has changed.
Yes.
And it used to be that if you were a blue blood, you had all kinds of intrinsic advantages. And so people would desperately want to be at Kentucky or at North Carolina or at Duke or at Indiana or... You know, where you pick the blue bloods.
100%.
But they had all kinds of intrinsic advantages, and that's where you were best suited to win championship and best suited to get players. And you could talk about the tradition, and you could talk about all the players you put in the NBA, and you could talk about the facilities, and you talk about all of that. And plus, there was more commitment, more money, because they cared more about basketball, so they were more willing to spend on basketball.
Bingo.
Now.
And pay you more.
Now, money's sloshing around everywhere,
yeah.
Particularly in the power conferences. The money is so big that at some point it. I mean, I know $7 million would be better. Is better than $6 million, or $7 million is better than $5 million.
Sure,
but, like whatever. You know? I mean, the money is so big, and of course, what really matters more than anything else is your NIL budget.
Yes.
That's what matters is your NIL budget, and so we have a situation where, if you look at the Blue Bloods right now. Kentucky is the bluest of blue, and they just hired Mark Pope.
Yeah. And again, maybe it works.
Just like Louisville.
Same thing with Pat Kelsey.
Just like Louisville. Not the bluest of blue, but pretty blue.
Yeah.
They just hired Pat Kelsey. Like, if Pat Kelsey had been hired at Memphis, people would be like, huh?
Who?
Really? Yeah. You know? And but it goes deeper than that. It's I mean, I mentioned Hubert Davis, but at UNC and Duke, remember, the Kansas coach once left Kansas to go to UNC.
Yeah.
Right? And now you've got UNC has to hire just, you know, one of their own, and Duke has to hire one of their own.
Yeah.
Hubert Davis and John Shire, right? You've got Villanova, national championships, multiple national championships. What do they have to do? Kyle Neptune, who's had 1 year at the Fordham Rams.
Yes.
That's Villanova. But even it's not even like Florida's not a blue blood, but Florida's like a big program, right? Whatever. They hire Todd Golden after he goes 23-22 at San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Jeff, when you get an opportunity to hire a West Coast Conference coach, you gotta do it.
It's a different universe. I look at John now. It's almost a dying breed.
Oh yeah, I mean, the
mega don, the coach who's a don, basically, you know, like that.
Absolutely.
And so you got Bill Self still being Bill Self at Kansas,
the don,
and you got Tom Izzo still being Tom Izzo at Michigan State,
mm-hmm.
and you got John, who's now moved, but like the world is a totally different world now.
It's my argument. When everyone's talking about, okay, it's the roster turnover, we've dealt with roster turnover. Part of the problem right now in college basketball is for so long, the brands have always been the coaches, and it's like we don't know who these coaches are. We've lost what you've said, the Don coaches, like the big ones.
Right. Yeah.
Even like it is interesting how it's been. Well, it is absolutely true that once upon a time in college basketball, you could identify the players. There was the Patrick Ewing and Chris Mullin.
Absolutely.
Hakeem Olajuwon, and like we and the players would
Ralph
stay.
Simpson stayed 4 years at
and the
Virginia.
And the players would stay multiple years at Memphis. Players would stay multiple years. Keith Lee, you could build your fandom around the players.
Yes,
but even then, when that stopped, then you could build the fandom around the coaches.
Yes,
right again, Patino and Cal and John Thompson and all of the go down the list of signature coaches who were their own brand. Now we just, what we do now? Now we get to the NCAA tournament, fill out our brackets, and start paying attention then. Unless you're really devoted to the particular team that's in front of you.
Or you gamble.
Or you gamble. You do it. Anyway.
I will say this. It is finally, in my opinion, it's like apparently honest or openly honest. We are cheering for Laundry.
100%.
That's all we're doing.
100%. And in that way, listen, if Penny ever gets it figured out here, it is a gift to Memphis.
Absolutely.
He is actually invested in this school. He's not just a name, just a guy who wandered in from somewhere else and is going to wander out in two more years. And so if he ever figures it out here, this program is lucky to have him. The key part is if he ever figures it out here. Anyway, and so there you go. Kentucky apparently has their coach and is it formal or is it target? Is it trending towards or is it? It certainly hasn't been announced.
When I went to bed last night, the language was targeting or focus the search on. It was something along those lines.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems as if it will be. Mark Pope. Again, we've got Jason Smith, Chris Harrington, and Dan Devine here on this busy Friday, and then we also have the Grizzlies Lakers tonight. I guess I normally on a Friday in April, Grizzlies Lakers, LeBron in town.
Mm-hmm.
You would have led with that, right?
I would think so.
You would have led with that.
Odds were overwhelming, probably.
This has been a different kind of a season.
Indeed.
And so here we are limping towards the conclusion. It is kind of nice that at a moment when there may not have been a lot of reason to go to these games, see LeBron tonight and Jokic Sunday. Like that's a pretty nice end of the season. If you're interested in seeing some of the greats who've ever played the game, and this game matters desperately to the Lakers because right now you look over at the standings and 8, 9, and 10 all tied at 45 and 35, Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers. Here's the thing. They're not going to get up to 6. That ship has sailed, right? 6 is still...
Yeah, I don't even think it's possible.
It's not. It's not possible.
Mathematically, yeah.
6 is up for grabs still between New Orleans and Phoenix. Phoenix, 6 is, of course, is the last...
Right,
the last,
they're separated by a game.
They're separated by a game. So 6 is the last playoff you're in without having to play in the play-in. And right now it's New Orleans, a game up on Phoenix. But then there's two games between... There's two wins between Phoenix and the teams that are clustered at eight through 10. So all you're hoping to do there, if you are Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers, is be the one team that gets to play, get two bites at the apple. You get to play in the 7-8 game against either Phoenix or New Orleans and hope you win that one to qualify for the playoffs. And then if you lose that one, then you get to play in the other game.
Right.
And so really that's all they're playing for. The Lakers will be in the play-in. Golden State will be in the play-in. And Sacramento will be in the play-in. One of these teams will have two bites at the apple.
Yeah.
One of these teams, and one of those teams could be the Lakers. LeBron has been unbelievable this year. Do you realize LeBron, age, is it 67?
think, what are we, 39 this time?
Right. I think it's 39.
But, I mean, that's a 39 and played at 18.
And every year, played at 18 and plays deep into the playoffs. It's just astonishing. The dude is shooting 54% from the field.
Seems effective.
The dude is shooting 59% from two, and he is shooting 41% from three. He is shooting 41% from three.
And that's after last year having, like, last year I think was one of his worst three-point shooting years. Like, he was down, like, around, like, 26%.
Averaging 25.5 points a game, 8.2 assists, 7.2 rebounds a game. When he is on the court, per 100 possessions, the Lakers are plus 3.7 points. When he sits, per 100 possessions, they're negative 5.4 points.
So you think he's a difference maker?
I think he's a difference maker. Okay. Here's the other thing, actually. If LeBron is on the court and Anthony Davis is not on the court, they're still plus 4.4 points.
Yeah.
Like, he's been unbelievable. And so this is an opportunity to see one of the greats of the game. It is not an opportunity to see any Grizzlies who really matter.
Correct. Which I'm fine with.
Brandon Clark has a contused hand. Contusion of the hand.
I hate when that happens.
Has a bruised hand. Well, now he's dunking. You'll bruise your hand. I don't know which hand it was.
The main thing is we got to rest up.
But you do have to rest up. And so there you go. 13 players out for the Grizzlies tonight.
That's it?
Just 13 out for the Grizzlies tonight. There's been a lot that happened yesterday. Because we had the Tom Brady.
I didn't see this. What happened with Brady?
Tom Brady on a podcast said he would not be opposed to a late season return. In other words, if the 49ers are having a Super Bowl run and Brock Purdy gets hurt and someone were to call, he was asked, would you be interested in, you know, in that circumstance, coming leaping off the out of retirement to play again? And he said he would not be opposed. He did say, I'm trying to get ownership in the league, and if I get ownership in the league, I don't think that'd be allowed. But I would not be opposed.
Does he not have a stake in the Raiders? Would he have to, like, sell that stake?
Maybe. I don't know. What do you make of that? He would not be opposed to a late season return.
Is he like the new boxer?
No, because he hasn't come back a million times. I mean, he's certainly not.
And this would be three.
He's certainly not. Yes, this would be. That's true.
I mean, we're not Foreman territory,
This is not George Foreman. This is certainly not George Foreman territory. Do you think he would be able? Let's take the Niners, because the Niners are your typical quarterback friendly deal, right?
Yes, QB friendly offense.
Could he succeed with the Niners?
Probably. The one hesitation I have, though, is the last go-round, like, he couldn't move. Like, I still think his mind was sharp. I actually think he still threw the ball pretty well. But he really couldn't move. I remember, like, any time a pass rusher would get, like, a step into him, he would just, like, collapse and crumble. And so, I don't know. I feel like we're watching Brady, like, it kind of makes sense. You know, I think the irony was, like, we'd always thought, like, what is Peyton Manning going to do without football? Well, Peyton Manning's, like, gone on and done a bunch of things.
Right.
Brady is the one that looks like he does not know what to do without football.
That's true. Yeah.
And so, because, you know, I mean, the last time he said, like, you know, this is for real. Like, I know I've done this before, but this time it's for real.
Yeah. Well, and then finally, I'll be honest. I have been skeptical about the Shohei Ohtani bookmaker thing.
Uh-huh. Right? And I'm still.
Weren't you at least a little convinced by...
Did you read the quote in the complaint?
I read that quote. The quote in the complaint about the bookmaker saying to him, yeah, we know you didn't really steal the money. You're just covering for him. I got it. And then he said, no, I technically did steal the money.
Right.
I read that. But then, that only deepened my skepticism. But then I started reading the text back and forth between the dude and the bookmaker. And let me just say, by the way,
The gambling clinic is out there for all of you. If you struggle with gambling, 95% of you just have fun with it. 5% of you struggle with gambling. And here is a perfect example. The gambling clinic, they should have gotten that interpreter, should have gone to thegamblingclinic.com and set up. And I do mean it. Like, you can see this descent into hell from the guy, because it's incredible. Anyway, let me tell you about the gambling clinic first. They would have set up 10 to 12 individual appointments with him.
I think this one might have required a few more.
They wouldn't have been anti-gambling. They just would have said, we're going to have to get a handle on this. And so if you or someone you love find yourself in this kind of predicament, and I do really mean it, because this is real. People's lives are ruined with gambling. Thegamblingclinic.com. Anyway, so you see in the text messages between this dude, like, he himself, there is a paper trail of him just losing his mind and losing money. So he starts with, I've just been messing around with soccer. There's games on 24/7, LOL. I took UCLA, but they lost outright, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. But then pretty soon, he's up to... can you give me a bump? Can you give me a bump in your account?
Changing the limits is basically what he's saying.
Could you reload my account? I lost it all. And then the bookmaker bumped you 50K. 13 days later, he texts bookmaker again. F, I lost it all. LOL. Can you ask if he can bump me another 50K? Mm-hmm. This will be my last one for a while if I lose it. And then he keeps saying that. He's at one point, he asks him to reduce his credit from $300,000 to $100,000. There's at least a little self-recognition here. This is when he should have gotten to the gambling. I'll get too reckless with $300,000, he said. And on and on. And then he texts on November 14th, 2022. I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL. He keeps LOLing as he's losing literally millions of dollars. Any chance you can bump me again? As you know, you don't have to worry about me not paying. How about this one? Can you bump me?
Go back to that.
Oh, you don't have to worry about me not paying. That's because he's hooked up with the dude. But that doesn't mean the dude is betting. Hey, here's this one. Can you bump me last 200? I swear on my mom this will be the last ask before I pay it off once I get back to the States. Sorry for keep on asking. The guy says, no problem, done, bud. Merry Christmas. And on and on.
What he's saying is Merry Christmas to me, but yes.
It's really what he's saying. There was, at one point, so he wasn't paying. At one point, he wasn't really paying. And the guy said, I saw, he said, I can't find this one now. He said, I saw, here it is. I'm here in Newport Beach. And I see Otani walking his dog. I'm just going to go up and talk to him and ask how I can get in touch with you since you're not responding. Please call me back immediately. So there he's threatening to go to Otani. There he's threatening to go to Otani, implying that Otani did not know because he would. I'm less skeptical hearing that. Doesn't it sound like the dude himself was losing his mind betting?
I think two things can be true. I do think I don't think this is. He's texting Shohei's like, hey, we got UCLA tonight. I do not buy this, that Shohei's first inclination was when this was presented to him, whatever, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Right.
I just don't buy that.
Do you buy that Shohei was not gambling?
I'm not there yet. Clearly this guy was gambling at an extreme rate. So, but I do not buy that Shohei never threw anything down. Because the hardest thing that I do not know a scenario where they would extend this line, a bookie would extend this line of credit unless.
He was confident that Shohei was good for it.
Correct.
I think that's clear.
But at a certain point, it's like Shohei is not, I think Shohei did a fabulous job having a fall guy.
19,000 wagers lost $40.7 million.
Yeah, but alternate headline, Jeff.
There you go.
Man wins $142 million gambling.
Yeah, that true. That's true, too.
Don't spend money to make money.
You know, we are a full-service operation here.
Yes, of course.
So I refer you to the gambling clinic if you struggle with gambling. But if you're just someone who has fun with gambling, if that and that's most of you. It really is. Like,
yeah.
it's most of you. There is FanDuel for you. And you can bet the NBA play-in tournament with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or you already have an account. Bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any Tuesday night matchup. NBA same-game parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday, unless you struggle with gambling, in which case, there's the gambling clinic. Phew, what a mess. Anyway, go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S. If you want to get involved in their no-sweat same-game parlays. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. Minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued. Non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund, $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Or the gambling clinic. Jason Smith, when we come back, then Chris Harrington, then Dan Devine. It's a busy Friday. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
The laundry room. For as long as I can remember, this was the only place to get a good Wi-Fi connection. Until we got Xfinity. Now we have Wi-Fi all over the house. So, you're probably wondering why I'm still hanging out in here, when I could be happily streaming in the attic, basement, or literally any other room. Well, the truth is, it's warm in here. And I like the smell of dryer sheets.
Get out of here, weirdo.
Hey, close the door. You're letting cool air in.
That's wall-to-wall Wi-Fi with Xfinity. Now through April 21st, get started with 300 megabit internet for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract and get free Wi-Fi equipment included for a year. Plus, ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY or visit a store today. Requires prepaid postpone and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Converts Xfinity Connect More Internet against T-Mobile Home Internet at $60 per month. Regular pricing applies after promo period.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets. guaranteed. That's $150 win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/GabeK. That is my promo code, G-A-B-E-K. That is G-A-B-E-K. And make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel is America's number one sports book. You must be 21 plus and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire just 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. And if you do have that gambling problem, make sure that you call in to the Tennessee Red Line. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789.
Found the roof leak.
Where?
See those shingles?
Oh, what do we do now?
I pity the fool. You need the A-Team.
What?
A-Team Roofing in Collierville, one of only two diamond contractors in the Mid-South. They're a licensed general contractor, but also a licensed insurance adjuster. When it comes to insurance approval, the decision really is in the details.
Well, yeah.
Get your roof done right. Call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
You okay?
I'm A-OK.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love with the free Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams with Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download the free Odyssey app today.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
On the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Jason Smith, Jason John, every single day from 11 to 2. I was reading the story, tragic story, over at the Daily Memphian about the death of Joseph McKinney, police officer who was killed overnight in this ridiculous, horrifying shootout. And I don't mean to hit you with this right off the bat, Jeffrey, but I just the 18-year-old who opened fire allegedly on these police officers who was killed. Arrested last month after being found in a stolen car with a firearm with a switch, a device commonly used to turn semi-automatic firearms into automatic ones.
also found to be in possession of two other stolen vehicles and a vehicle programming device commonly used to steal vehicles. He was released without bond. You can't keep everybody. Like, I do people say he should have been in jail, whatever. You can't keep everybody in jail like unless you're charged with a capital crime, meaning a crime that's punishable by death. Tennessee law says you have to, and for a guy who's, I mean, I hate to say it, he wasn't arrested for shooting at anyone. He was arrested for clearly being involved in car thefts. But then he's out, and then he just freaking opens fire on a police officer. I don't know how you make sense of this, Jason, and I'm not expecting you to. Thoughts?
I can't make sense of it. It's what I know is it's become frequent where we have to start a segment off with a police officer who's been shot.
Just
it felt like a few weeks ago we were doing this about the police officer being shot right there on the interstate, on the highway. I will say this, it does, you know, 18 and 17 are the two kids in the car. And I say kids because they're a sense that to me and they're teenagers, but they're also young adults. You know, it's funny because my nieces, one of them had her car stolen. And from over here at the, I think it was at the Malco, she's at the movies. And come to find out, it was a 13-year-old girl that stole the car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's kids doing this stuff. And especially with the thieving, the car, taking cars right now. And again, these guys, you just said it, he'd had two stolen cars in his possession when they found him last month or whatever and arrested him. And then apparently yesterday morning he's in a stolen car. So you're like, these kids are out here stealing cars. They got switches that turn these guns into cop killers, people killers, because they become automatic. And they're willing to use them. That's what I was talking about with my kid yesterday. Like, the fact that those kids opened fire, you know, 18 and 17, willing to open fire on cops. You know what's going to happen when you shoot at cops. Like, there's no way out at that point. Like, it's over. Right. And so to have that, to what is that? Is that no value for human life? Is it a fearlessness that we don't? So here's my point. I go around every week, and whether it's in, again, and I've talked about this with you, I'm at the Hickory Hill Community Center. The place is bustling on Wednesdays and Fridays with kids all over the place. Some of them the same age as the little girl who stole my niece's car the other day. Others of them 17 and 18, like the two young men or the two youths in the car this past. And they're not involved in that stuff. And you're right. I mean, we can think about it and think, okay, we got a crime problem. We got an issue with cops. We've got an issue with keeping criminals in jail. We've got all that. But clearly at the root of things, we've got kids who are out here that with their time would rather, too many of them would rather go steal cars, right, than be a part of something. And so I point out the Hickory Hill thing, but it's happening in Fraser, it's happening in Whitehaven where this occurred, it's happening all over Memphis where we have these programs for kids, and they're full. We need to pour more into them. If we're really going to talk about what the issues in Memphis is, that we got too many damn kids out here with nothing to do, and they're wilding out. And so we've got the programs, but we've got to realize that the value of pouring more resources into them, so you give these kids something else so that they develop a passion. They've got male and female role models in their lives. Some of these situations where there aren't those at home for these kids, but at least in those situations, you are trying to pull, right, kids who may go wayward, may go this route, be willing to shoot at cops. You're trying to pull from that group that may go that route, and no, you won't get all of them, but you'll certainly you would think take a number of them and make this city better, because again, these programs are here, but we've got to pour more into them because they're full. And in some cases, man, I mean, you can't take anymore. I don't care whether it's basketball, whether it's karate, whether it's ball, whether it's dance.
Computer programming, doesn't matter. Yeah, right. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Whether it's a skill, you know, my wife's over at the Career Center at Tresvant. Whether it's barbering or something else, we got to pour more into those, because you see these kids are out here It's kids that are there while. And if we're going to really talk about changing Memphis, you got to start at the root, and that's with our youth. So that's my little spiel.
I appreciate it, and obviously we're thinking about the family and friends and all who serve to try to create some order out of mayhem sometimes. So yeah. There you go. All right, Kentucky appears Kentucky has a basketball coach, Mark Pope. I'm taking pride in the fact that I at least mentioned his name Monday.
You did. I don't believe we have ever mentioned his name on the 11-2 show. Yeah.
So he could be good. It's clearly not what they wanted, right?
Could be. I mean, you have to sell it as that, right? That's the best line. He could be good. He's one of us, and he could be good. And I've seen the stuff about you may have upgraded in terms of coaching. You know, I've read deep into some of the folks that have watched him closely at BYU. All I know is, you know, no tournament wins.
Right.
And from where you were with Cal, what you were shooting at with Scott Drew and obviously with Hurley, this is a major, major drop down. And so it's like you guys said, you're not going to win the press conference, but hopefully you can tell yourself once basketball starts this fall that you're seeing a well-coached product that at some point, right, is going to be good. It's not sexy anymore. And Kentucky fell in love with sexy and the sexy recruiting classes and everything else. And yes, they were coming up short those last few years, but you could see this thing, you know, in a couple of years. Yeah, maybe they've made a couple of tournaments, but haven't won anything. And all of a sudden they're saying, man, what did we do? We ran Cal off for nothing. You know, we should have upgraded the facilities and kept the thing rolling as long as he wanted it, as long as he wanted it to. I mean, you could very just as easily be in that situation, too, in a couple of years, I think, as you could him doing well, you know, possibly, you know, finding his groove and getting Kentucky to a place that's respectable. But that's what it's going to be. This is about it's about building and you've lost so much losing Cal. And so, yeah, I mean, it's, you know,
It's funny looking at what happened in Louisville and Kentucky. It's a reminder as to, like, why we should all hope that Penny Hardaway gets this thing figured out here for all the reasons that we always do anyway. But then, if Kentucky can only get Mark Pope, right, and Louisville can get Pat Kelsey, and like,
that's true.
If you run off Penny, who knows what you can hire, right? Like, you know what I mean? And if Penny can get it going here, the fact that he has loyalty to the program, is of the program, has, you know, if it, you just desperately want him to figure it out, right? I mean, it's a...
Because it feels like the ceiling's higher with Penny.
Ceiling's higher, yeah.
That's why it feels so great. You want him to figure it out, you know? But it was very early on with Tubby, you knew it was a bad fit, and you were thinking, okay, what else can you... You know, what would be a better fit? Penny's the best fit. You just need him to figure it out because the ceiling is higher with Penny, with what he can do in the transfer portal, with what we've seen in terms of their ability when they need to pull together resources, NIL or whatever else. I mean, we've seen him out for two straight off seasons do it, and you figure he's doing it again this off season. Not sure that another guy's going to rally the troops in a way that Penny can. That promise is not there. And so while I will always say and believe that no one man's bigger than the program, that is to say that, you know, there is someone out there, there are people out there that can do as good or a better job as Penny, I think for this program, for right now, for Memphis, you really need Penny to figure it out. Because if he does, again, look at how we were feeling when it was 15-2 and it was number 10 in the country. We were getting giddy again. It was starting to feel like old times. He was right there. And so, it felt like, again, you were right there for the breakthrough. If you could get, you know, those feelings were there. They were real. And that record was real. And it was against a non-conference schedule that was pretty good. If you can get it back there, again, it'll just be different if it's Penny Hardaway. Again, if he can't do it, if he can't adjust, you've got to move on. But that said, I think Memphis needs Penny to figure it out. I really do.
What do you want next from the portal for Penny? What are you shopping for?
Well, I'd keep looking for multiple year guys, but you still need a little bit of everything, Jeff. One thing I'd still like to get to is another point guard, you know, maybe a little, you know, ideally defensive minded, but that could also be on the floor. If you've got PJ Haggerty and David Jones both out there, Just be, and again, proven a guy that's not going to turn it over, because that's the thing about Haggerty. Yes, played a ton on the ball, was great in a bunch of departments, but he also turned the ball over 80 times. You put that with David Jones, that's a lot of turnovers. I just, whether it's, again, as a guy to back up P.J. Haggerty or a guy to play on the floor with both of those guys, or just P.J., because there's a good chance, of course, if you don't get David Jones back. I think another point guard, for me, feels like a key piece. And then, again, you know, it's multi-year guys. You're going to need another big or two. I mean, Jeff, there's still just about a need at every position with how many spots are open. So, but that one piece, I wouldn't be done with ball handlers at this point just because you liked what you saw from Haggerty. Remember, he's a freshman, right? And so those 80 turnovers that go with the 119 assists, understandable. But I just want to have another guy in there that I can be sure of. Okay, here's a guy that I can throw in there, not going to turn the ball over, going to make great decisions. Hey, be nice if that guy had a couple of years of eligibility too, because that's the key. You're not going to get back to continuity with a bunch of one-year transfers. It looks like Penny's sort of going that route, although there seems to be a discrepancy on how many years, you know, a little bit of back and forth on how many years Dane has. I thought initially it was two. And just like Haggerty, who's got three, it's like, okay, you can see it. Penny's going after multi-year guys. Mark was telling us yesterday he thinks that Dane might only have one. Either way, you'd like to see more of that, because you don't get back to continuity with one-year guys. You do it with multiple-year guys. I want to see more of that, another point guard, some bigs, just about everything, Jeff.
How are you feeling about the Caleb Williams era? Less than 2 weeks now.
Oh,
and
man.
It must be nice, because there's this whole debate over 2 and 3. You know, like, who's – and it feels like Jaden Daniels is now sort of the – is going to be the Commander's pick. But there's this debate about 2 and 3 and 4 and whatever. And everything you read about Caleb Williams is just golden. Like, he is – I keep reading all this stuff. Like, they have NFL executives anonymously rating the quarterbacks over at The Athletic. I love that stuff. And what they said about Drake May is he scares the hell out of me. Not in a good way. Not like in a defensive coordinator scares the hell out of me. He would scare the hell out of me to be my quarterback. Whereas Caleb Williams, everyone's like, he's got the goods, man. You must be looking forward to this. Although I heard someone in Chicago saying that there's not as much excitement in Chicago as you would think, because they've been burned so many times. Because you were just there with Justin Fields.
True.
You think that? So where are you on that?
Well, that's it. It's kind of like the Tigers, right? And getting excited about them before the season and preseason, right? And rankings and everything else. That's what it's been for the Bears at quarterback for years. And we just recently did it with two first rounders. You just said it, Trubisky and Fields. You know, telling ourselves this is the one. And so we are. It's like you with the Bills. I mean, we're protecting our hearts here. But it's everything you read. And I'm sure you probably, because you're a draft guy, you're a draft nut. That I read every part of Caleb Williams'
breakdown. You were deep into the beast, man. You were deep into it,
I mean, this man had a breakdown on Blake Watson.
I saw that.
Just tons of work. The fact that he, you know, dives in and finds out Blake Watson's parents both work at Rikers Island as correctional.
That was fantastic.
I mean, he had that background on everybody. Anyway, I read everything on Caleb Williams because I am now all in. And I mean, all the talent's there. The only question on Caleb Williams is, are you going to be motivated the way the greats are, right? Motivated to be great. We've talked about that. Are you Kyler Murray, or are you closer to Patrick Mahomes, who wanted to eat up everything that Andy Reid was throwing him, because he just, that's the kind of makeup. That was his DNA. And so that's what you've got to find out. You know, my hope, Jeff, is that now that there's been enough sort of, I don't know, doubt. I mean, even though he's the consensus number one, I do think, you know, whether it's the John Martins out there that are questioning some of his,
the fingernails,
or the crying with mom, I do think there's been enough criticism out there now that maybe it is what I talked about, that chip on the shoulder. Maybe it's enough of a, there's still enough doubters out there. You got enough to prove that you don't go in to the NFL with all your NIL money that's already in the bank thinking you're the best thing since sliced bread, that you do have something to prove. So that's been my thing. Seems like to me the great ones have had the chip, whether it's because of where they've been drafted or whether they played in college or didn't get enough time. The great ones seem to have a chip. I'm starting to believe that there might be enough there for Caleb Williams to have that chip that I like. Not saying you got to have it, but it seems to me like most of the great ones do. Aaron Rodgers, you know, San Francisco passed up a guy who had a chip. I want Caleb Williams to have a chip because it is clear that the Chicago Bears are taking him.
Jason, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care, brother.
Yep. I'll be listening to Jason from 11 to 2. Always good. I was stunned the other day. Dane Brugler. Is that his name? What's his last name?
Bradshaw?
No, the draft guy at the
Yeah, I think you're right.
At the
at The Athletic. He has something called The Beast.
Yes.
And and I'm driving around, and Jason's quoting from The Beast. So
that's when you know. That's when you're locked in.
You know you're locked in. That's
if you'll turn to page 38 of The Beast.
Priorities, man. That's having your priorities in the right place. And anyway, so listen to them from 11 to 2. Oh, this is it's underway. The big diamond event at Robert Irwin Jewelers is under the way. The big loose diamond event. So if you are shopping for a diamond, all shapes, sizes, cuts, clarity, budgets, big savings Thursday. That was yesterday. Through Saturday. That's tomorrow. So it includes Friday. That's today at the South Haven location of Robert Irwin Jewelers. Get 20% off or up to 5 years, no interest financing. Again, all shapes, all sizes, all budgets, all clay. Like, and Howie is just insanely passionate about diamonds. And if you already have a diamond ring, you want to upgrade the diamond, and they will put it, the original diamond from your engagement ring, into a pendant for no extra charge. So that way, you both have the bigger, brighter diamond plus the sentimental favorite in a pendant for no extra charge, and free men's wedding band with each purchase of a diamond engagement ring. For complete details, again, this is at the South Haven location.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.